As Donald mentioned earlier, the reading this morning will come from Matthew chapter 15, and we'll be reading the first nine verses. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'"
It's good to be here again this morning to study with you for a little while from the Word of God. We've had good Bible classes and good singing and prayers to engage in, and the fellowship with one another to lift up our voices in praise to God and to be edified. And that's a good thing. And we're glad that we have the health and the well-being to be here today to do this. We've been studying for three lessons now, two last Sunday morning and one this morning, about following the commands of God. And as Alan just read there in Matthew chapter 15, we see that the scribes and Pharisees, who were Jews, who were really, should have been those who were leaders that should have known the law themselves and obeyed it and should have been teaching it with the others who were Jewish, that they too could follow the precepts and commands of the law of God. In other words, following the instructions of the law of Moses, because they lived under the time of the law of Moses. Yet Jesus condemned them in the fact that he said, you transgress because you're obeying the traditions of your fathers or your elders and not necessarily the commands of God. And so God gives us instructions, and His Word is complete and perfect and thorough. And so my duty and your duty is to look into the book and find out what it is that God would have us to do and then follow those instructions. We talked about this morning briefly that we can fail to follow instructions in any area of life and also in the Word of God, in that if when there are things that are written that instructs us, there are things that we are not to do perhaps. And so if we transgress and do those things, we fail to keep instructions. There are things that we are instructed to do that are essential, but we fail to do that, we omit that, then we've failed to follow instructions. So either way, by omission or transgression, we sin in the sight of God. So following His instructions is important. Not only important, but absolutely essential if I am to going to receive salvation from God, and that you would receive salvation from God. Not that we can earn salvation, because we cannot, but the grace and mercy that God has bestowed upon us through His Word and His will and His way, and through the giving of His Son and the Son shedding His blood, that mercy that's bestowed upon us and the grace that's given to us through that, and that He died once for the sins of all, that through that grace and mercy, if we by faith believe God and come to Him on His terms and obey Him, we receive that grace. And so we can't earn it. God's given it, but we can't receive it unless we follow His instructions. And so these are important for us. So we see this morning, we're going to continue a little while talking about some other things. We've talked about several Old Testament examples. People who fail to follow the instructions of God and they receive the recompense of reward of punishment, some of it instantaneously, some of it over a prolonged period of time, and they were warned time and again about not following God's instructions, yet oftentimes they did it and they were punished. But we see this morning, we continue on in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 14, where Brother Allen just read verses 1 through 9, that failure to follow in the instructions that were given to them from God through the Old Testament, through the law of Moses, caused the scribes and Pharisees to fail in their obedience to God. Let's go back to where Allen quit reading there in verse 9 and look at verses 10 through 14. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted,'" or rooted up. "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch." Two things from verses 13 and 14. When the failure to follow God's instructions comes about in people's lives, that's not going to stand. It will not stand for long, and it will not hold up under the judgment of God's word in the last day. We're to build our faith on the foundation of God, on the solid rock. Jesus gave the example in Matthew chapter 7 about the man who built his house on the sand. The rains came, the wind blew, and it did not stand because it fell through the force of the rain and the water. But the one that built his house on the rock, and the rains came, the winds blew, and the floods came, and his house stood firm. So it is that we see in verses 13 and 14, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. So if the things that are planted of a spiritual nature in the religious realm and the practices that are taking place in our lives, in religious circles or whatever it is, if it's not that which was planted of God, it's going to be rooted up. It will not stand. No matter how many councils of men vote on it, no matter how many declarations is made by any group of men that it's going to be what we do, if it's not according to Scripture, it's going to be rooted up. It will not stand because it's not based on the instructions that God has given. Verse 14, Jesus warns them that those who would not follow God's instructions, but would require us to follow their instructions, listen to what he says there. "Let them alone. They are blind, leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a ditch." So what happens, my friends, when people fail to follow the instructions of God, for instance, on the plan of salvation? The one that fails to follow God's instruction falls into the ditch, and the one that follows their instruction falls into the ditch also, because they're blind, not knowing the truth, not knowing the correct way, and they lead people in blindness to follow error. So it's important that we follow God's instructions on the plan of salvation. In the Bible, we understand that we can't come to God without faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. That faith has to be moved to obedience and repentance. Acts 2, 38. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin." So there's the faith in God's word, the applying of God's word to confess Christ, repent of our sins, and be baptized, immersed in the waters of baptism to rise and walk in newness of life. So God's instructions is, "The blood of my Son will cleanse you of your sin if you come to me on my terms and follow my instructions." So those who baptize babies, those who baptize those or sprinkle those that are not the age of accountability, they have no sins to be washed away to begin with. They're innocent. But who needs baptism? Those of us who are old enough to understand right from wrong, old enough to be to the age of accountability. And when we reach that age of accountability and we understand right from wrong and are able to read and follow the instructions, then by faith we should obey. Faith to do that makes us an alien sinner, puts us separated from God. Isaiah 59 and verse 1 and 2, "Your sins and iniquities have separated you from God." Well, everyone, when they reach the age of accountability and has the faculties to be able to think clearly, then if we continue in sin, we're living in sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul said in Romans 3:23, What is the result of that? Well, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life. So the gift of God comes through His Son, and we find out about that through the instructions of the Bible that gives us what to do to be saved. So we need to follow the instruction when it comes to following salvation. We need to follow God's instructions and not the commandments of men. For instance, if you keep up with what's going on and you read, and I've done some reading lately concerning different issues that's going on in the religious world. There's factions that's going on. Just 2 weeks ago, there's something came up in concerning the Catholic Church. Things have come out about things that's going on there with their, some of their leaders and some of their teachers, and it's come out that over time that they've been involved in things that God does not agree with, that God does not condone. And so, first of all, they're teaching things that the Pope is the head of the church, and he's not. Christ is the head of the church. But the things that's come up is that they have the homosexuality going on. And so there's begin to be a division there, in that. And there's been division in Catholicism over the years about children and about birthing and about marriages and things about that. Based not on the Bible, but on someone's doctrine. Recently, there's been things in the Methodist Church that's come up. There are those that have begun to accept homosexuals into their fellowship. And so a segment of that voted, and they said, we're going to take these in and accept them as they are. But then the conservatives tried to draw back and say, we're going to withdraw and separate ourselves from that segment of the Methodist Church because we're going to conserve what we believe is right because that's not right. And then they were threatened and said, you cannot separate yourselves from us because we say that homosexuals can be a part of it and active of it and live in their active life and be a part of it. So if you don't like it, in other words, you can lump it because we're not going to let you separate from us. And so people have ties. They have things that they do, and they get in themselves into situations they can't get out of because they don't follow instructions. They do not follow the Word of God. And so what I need to do, and what everyone needs to do, and what people in the religious world needs to do, is follow the instructions in the Bible, because the Bible is understandable. We didn't get to Nehemiah chapter 10 this morning, but we were going to talk about that, about correcting the things that's wrong, about doing what the instruction says. Well, when they were building the walls and things, and they found the book, and the book was read, and Nehemiah stood up, and the priest stood up and read from the scriptures, they all listened, and everyone who could understand listened attentively, and they understood, and they rejoiced, and they were glad, and they were thankful that they were receiving the blessings of God. What I need to do today, myself, and what everyone is required to do today is to listen up. Listen up. Listen up to who? To God. What about God? To God's Word. Listen up and do what? Follow the instructions. Well, let's look again at another example. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 2, if you will. And Brother Allen had a few things to say about this the other Wednesday night. Made some good points in the invitation. But in Revelation chapter 2, we see that failure to follow the instructions of God can cause both individuals and Christians and congregations to become unfaithful. Revelation chapter 2, very quickly beginning in verse 1. He writes to the church at Ephesus, tells them that he has all these things, and he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and he knows their works and their labor and their patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Now look, these people, Revelation chapter 2 at Ephesus, they were doing lots of the things that God instructed them to do. But notice, they didn't follow the instructions completely. That tells us that we can't just leave some of it off if we don't want to, or let something go that needs to be fixed, because God will not accept it. Nevertheless, verse 4, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. What do we do when we fail to follow the instructions of God? Well, he gives the answer right there in the next verse. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I come to you quickly and move your lampstand from its place unless you repent. How about unless you repent? Turning back to the instructions of God. Turning back to loving him. And he goes on in verse 7 and says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So, failure to follow instructions can get us into trouble. When we fail to do it, whether we transgressed or left off, we need to turn back to what God says and follow it, and we need to have an ear that hears. Here's what? The instructions of God. Because if we hear it and we obey it, we can overcome. Look at chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. To the church at Pergamos, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. Now notice they're doing some things. They're following some of God's instructions there at Pergamos. But look at verse 14. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you have also those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. So you see, someone can be playing religion. Someone can really feel good about themselves and think they are practicing religion. And they may be practicing religion, but their religion is wrong because they're not practicing the instructions that God gives in his word. And what he says is, if you're not going to follow my word, then you're in trouble. I'm going to turn my back from you. I'm going to remove your candlestick. But what you need to do then, the same thing. Verse 16, repent. Or else I come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Look at verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone. And on the stone, new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. If we as human beings could just, if I could just comprehend the breadth and the depth and the width of God's love, yet the precise and the strict way in which he expects us to take heed and follow his instructions, I can be a better person. You can be a better person. Society can be a better person. Businesses and corporations can be better. Communities can be better. Congregations can be better. But folks, we need to study. And not just read it. Not just log a certain amount of verses a day. Not just read it and go through it, but listen to it and then follow it. Follow the instructions of God. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. We're going to not have time to read all these verses, but Thyatira, there were some corrupt things going on, but notice they had some things going on right. Verse 19. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience, and it's for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, now here's a congregation that has some things going on. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I'll cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. And he says, I'll kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and the hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now he says in verse 24, as many of you have this doctrine who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put you on no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my work until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Then he goes in verse 29 and says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Over and over again, Jesus sends to John and writes to the churches and says, you know what? You need to take heed to what you've been taught. You need to take heed to the instructions that God gives you. If not, you're not going to be my people. I'm going to remove my lampstand out of it. I'm not going to claim you because you're not following my instructions. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, the dead church at Sardis. Verse 2, he says, or verse 1, he says, I know your works that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Wearing the name, but dead. But watchful, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. You see, it is possible to think we're doing what God wants us to do and doing things over and over out of routine and be dead because we're doing it out of proportion with the wrong attitude. We're doing the wrong things. We've got the wrong mix of what we're doing and the way we're doing it. So these people they were dead in his sight. Remember verse 3, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. He said, well, there's Sardis. You got a few names. You haven't defiled your garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Again, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We go to chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, but we won't take time to read that. If you look to that and read it, you notice and you studied it before, there was a congregation there that was lukewarm. And Jesus said, because you are lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I'd rather that you were cold or hot. But you're trying to take the middle of the road here. You just failed to follow my instructions. You haven't kept your fervent love for me. So I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And he tells them to repent and hear. Same thing applies to us today. So failure to follow instructions can cause both individual Christians, as we read in these congregations. Certain ones had failed and Christ pointed them out. And it could cause the whole congregation to fail if they didn't stop the spread. They needed to stay faithful. And the ones that were wrong need to come back to the instructions of God and get faithful by repentance and obeying God. Well, failure to follow instructions can be overcome by hearing, believing, repenting, and obeying God. We talked about this morning what Naaman did when he finally received the instructions that the prophet gave him and obeyed him. He became white as snow. Anyone that wants to overcome their issues of life in regard to sin, and also in regard to a lot of issues with other people and situations and things, can overcome it by believing God's word, repenting, and obeying God. Revelations 2, 5 through 7 points that out. We've already read. Revelations 2, 16 through 17 points that out. We just read that. Now we go to Revelations chapter 3, verses 3 through 6 again and look at that. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. And then go on and overcome and listen to my word. That's how we get right with God and stay right with God. That's how we become better individuals, men and women and boys and girls and husbands and wives and children and parents and neighbors and friends and co-workers, employers and employees. That's how we learn to live side by side and walk down the same street with people of a different nationality or that speaks a different language. Because we all pace ourselves in the relationship that God wants us to have with Him, and that is God is love, and He wants us to love Him and obey Him, and He wants us to love others and bring others to Christ that they may too may follow the instructions of God so there can be peace among men and salvation for the souls of people. Well, failure to follow instructions, we've already pointed out, can be devastating in life. Look what it did to Adam and Eve. Look what it did to King Saul. Look what it did to Nadab and Abihu. Look at what it did to Yahweh when he touched the ark. Look what it can do. It can bring swift destruction. It can cause us pain in this life. Sin can cause us pain in this life. It can be devastating to anyone that don't follow God's instructions. Several years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago, maybe, I don't know, it's been 35, 40. I don't remember the time, but I do know there was a rise in sexual transmitted diseases. AIDS was one of them. And, you know, it was like, boy, it was getting to be a pandemic. Not a pandemic, but an epidemic. And not just the people that were involved in that sin were getting it, but they could relate to others who had not been involved in it through their different secretions of their body. That's dangerous when you think someone is out there involved in a sin and they may be able to give that to a child or another family member. That's a dangerous thing. So you see, sin can be devastating not just to the one that engages in it, but to the ones that are around when they have the wrong contact with them physically. Not only that, how about the spiritual devastation of sin, whether it be adultery, lying, cheating, homosexuality, killing, murdering, lying, it separates us from God because it's sin. It's sin. And it can have devastating effects in this life. It can break up homes. It can break up marriages. It can break up friendships. It can tear down corporations. It can break up lives. It can take lives because failure to follow instructions gets people in trouble. But even worse than that, it's going to be devastating for those who've failed to follow the instruction of God in eternity, because we're going to hear Him say, "Depart from me, you cursed and everlasting fire. I never knew you." Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. We need to be careful of the instructions we follow, because Paul said there, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from the gospel which I preached unto you, which is not another gospel, but there are those that would pervert the gospel of Christ. And if any man preach any other gospel than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed. For there's danger of the one that teaches it, and there's danger of the one that follows it." John talks about the fact, whenever you look over in the epistle of John, the fact that, you know, if we bid others Godspeed in their evil deed, and we're partakers of their deed and condone what they're teaching, then we become partakers of it. And so we need to be careful that we don't let things take us away from God and cause us to fall. We need to follow His instructions. Back to Matthew 7, verses 21 through 27, we referred to that earlier. But following God's instructions is very important. I want us to take just enough time now to read those few verses. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21, because not everyone that says unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. And then look. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." People can do just about anything they want to from a human nature in the name of religion and call it religion and call it okay. But if it's not an obedience to God's instructions, following God's instructions, He's going to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Following the instructions of God is very important. Please look with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Believing God and following His instructions and obeying Him is of utmost importance, because if not, those who fail to follow, either by transgression or omission, they're going to find themselves in trouble when Christ comes again. Verse 7, "And you hear trouble rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with the mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Verse 9, "These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He comes in that day to be glorified in His saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony, because you were, was among you, was believed." So, what's going to happen? I don't want to fail to follow the instructions. It's important. You don't need to fail to follow instructions. Our desire should be that we would do what God asks us to do. Get in the book, follow the instructions, and receive the blessings of it by faith and through the grace and mercy of God, because impending judgment is coming. Death is coming. Judgment is coming. I need to follow the instruction that God gives before I die and until I die and before the judgment day. last line on the board just simply says this, as you already know. Failure to follow God's instructions is sin. Sin separates us from God. I must listen. You must listen. God requires it. He requires us to learn, believe, and obey what He tells us. And then He will bless us with eternal life. I hope these four lessons will help us all take a look at ourselves and the church and our individual lives and our families and get in the book, where is the only true and real instructions for life itself and for salvation, and follow those instructions so through the mercy and grace of God we can be saved eternally and have a much better life on this earth while we're living, serving Him by faith, no matter what goes on around us. If you're here and you're subject, we can help you in any way. Peter's going to lead us in the invitation song. Please come while we stand and while we sing.